Numbers chapter 7. On the day when Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed and consecrated it, and all its furnishings, and had anointed and consecrated the altar, and all its utensils, the leaders of Israel, the heads of their clans, made an offering. These were the leaders of the tribes who were over those who were numbered. They brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 leaders, and an ox for each one. They presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Receive these gifts from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Levites, to each one according to his service." So Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon, according to their required service. And he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari, according to their required service, under the direction of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. But he gave none to the sons of Kohath, because they were assigned the service of the sanctuary that they were to carry on their shoulders. The leaders also offered gifts for the dedication of the altar on the day that it was anointed. The leaders presented their offering before the altar. Then the Lord said to Moses, "They shall present their offering, 1 leader each day, for the dedication of the altar. He who offered his offering on the first day was Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Tsuar, the leader of the tribe of Issachar, presented an offering. His offering was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Tsuar. On the third day, Eliav, the son of Helon, the leader of the tribe of Zebulun, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Eliav, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elitzur, son of Shedur, the leader of the tribe of Reuben, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Elitzur, the son of Shedur. On the 5th day, Shelumiel, the son of Surishaddai, the son of Simeon, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil, for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Surishaddai. On the 6th day, Eliasaph, the son of Duel, the leader of the tribe of Gad, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil, for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Duel. On the 7th day, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, the leader of the tribe of Ephraim, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil, for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the 8th day, Gamaliel, the son of Padazur, the leader of the tribe of Manasseh, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil, for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. On the 9th day, Avidan, the son of Gideoni, the leader of the tribe of Benjamin, brought his offering. It was 1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil, for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, the leader of the tribe of Dan, brought his offering.
It was
1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Achran, the leader of the tribe of Asher, brought his offering.
It was
1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Achran. On the 12th day, Akira, the son of Enan, the leader of the tribe of Naphtali, brought his offering.
It was
1 silver plate, its weight was 3.25 pounds, 1 silver bowl of 1.75 pounds, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 4 ounces full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male year-old lambs. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar on the day when it was anointed by the leaders of Israel, 12 silver plates, 12 silver bowls, 12 golden dishes. Each silver plate was 3.25 pounds, each bowl 1.75 pounds. All the silver totaled 60 pounds according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 golden dishes full of incense weighed 4 ounces apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the dishes totaled 3 pounds. All the oxen for the burnt offering totaled 20 bulls, 12 rams, 12 male year-old lambs with their grain offering, and 12 male goats for a sin offering, and all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings totaled 24 bulls, the rams totaled 60, the male goats 60, the year-old male lambs totaled 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the cherubim. Thus he spoke to him.